let's talk crazy. Yeah, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's popping, it's going down. So many topics, join it now. Yeah, let's talk crazy. Hey, nothing is off limits. It's entertaining and authentic. So if you ready, then let's get it. Yeah, from athletes to musicians. Interviews, you can't miss it. On the real, it's what you need. It's the truth and it's bringing that heat. Hey, let's talk crazy. Yeah, let's talk crazy. Shice, the talk of the town. Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? This is Jeff Red, and I'm working with Shice, the talk of the town. Check it out. Peace.
What's up, y'all? Your boy Shice, Mr. Talk of the Town.
And I'm Saucy C. My birthday this weekend. You heard?
And you're now tuned in to another episode of Let's Talk Crazy.
Period. My birthday this weekend. Let's. Listen, you already knew what it was going to be when you pressed the button to stream live. You knew I was coming live with the birthday energy right here. All right. Right here with it. What's up?
All I'm going to say is this.
One time for the birthday cheese. Two times for the birthday cheese.
Let's go.
Three times for the birthday cheese. Go ahead and fish your birthday cheese.
Fuck it up, fish your birthday cheese.
Fuck it up, fish your birthday
ready for that.
It's your birthday.
I'm just saying. My birthday is on Monday. I know it's Saturday. My birthday is on Monday, okay?
All
govern
right.
yourselves accordingly.
I take cash out.
Venmo.
EBT.
Okay, swipe your card for me.
Listen, y'all gonna see Saucy C riding around in the hood of Charlotte in a Chrysler 300, the Sugar Daddy Mobile. All right.
What you say? Listen, Chuck, I feel corresponded. Said as long as I bring him home the money, he cool with it. So, yeah. Hey, boo.
First of all, can we talk about this Chrysler 300? Somebody asked me, all right, there was a Chrysler 300 parked outside. So somebody came to me and said, yo, is that your car? I said, no, I'm still holding on to my youth. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. The Chrysler 300 is a sugar daddy mobile.
That's when you know you done gave it up. And that Cadillac CTS.
Yes. And they walk around, the old niggas walk around with their hats like
this. What you say, girl?
Yeah. So
what you say?
When I said that, I thought about it. One of my homies got one. I said, nigga, you got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Nah, he's embracing his age.
Shit, not me. They be like,
how you doing, young lady?
Listen, you might as well go get you a cane and some fucking Bengay and shit, because that's it. I'm not
listen, alive. And you know, they got some dice in the window.
Probably in some furry some fucking steering wheel. Or they got the funny looking leather on.
Man,
oh,
they got
my God. And then niggas got the audacity to have a system in that bitch.
And rims. They gonna put some rims on it.
And they always playing some old shit. Like,
I wanna get next to you.
And he be like this, looking at this nigga. And he got like five chains on his fucking chest.
Spending my dimes, wasting my time.
Nigga running around with fucking linen shirt on and some blue jeans.
Looking like Jerome from Martin.
Hey, yeah.
And you know they coordinated, right? You know, if they got on red, they got on red from head to toe. You got to coordinate.
Yo, listen, them niggas is for real with that shit, but fuck it.
Somebody pawpaw.
So what you doing for your birthday?
Well, I'm not doing nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
Just hanging out with some friends.
Okay.
Cool little, you know, just little kickback. You know, this is not a milestone birthday, even though I feel like every birthday is worth celebrating. It's not really a milestone birthday. I got a lot going on. I got a lot coming up. So, you know, I decided not to do anything so big.
But what's considered a milestone birthday?
18.
Okay.
21. And then usually like every 5 or 10 years, like so 25, 30, 35, 40.
Why 45. Why is that milestones though?
To me, I just feel like, you know, it's good to celebrate.
Fucking with me, I'm just like, it's your birthday, bitch. Bye.
Nah, I just feel like and especially when you hit those milestones, you know, it's something, it's special. It's worth celebrating. Like, you know, you about to be 50.
She's a goddamn lie. Don't believe that
he
shit.
He about to be 50.
Don't believe that
and we going to do it real big when he turned 50. Like, his 50 gonna go crazy. Like, we gonna hype it up for 50. I'm just saying, you gunshotting yourself. He turning 50, y'all. Don't he look good for his age?
Y'all gonna wait a long time because I ain't turning 50.
Y'all ain't finna wait too long.
For my birthday, y'all gonna see my 50th birthday.
It's an old nigga. I'm just trying to tell you.
I don't drive a Chrysler 300.
So you're not that old.
I ain't that old, goddamn.
Nigga, the minute you step out of here in a Kango,
I'm shutting everything down. I ain't doing that.
I'm shutting everything down.
Walk around still wearing FUBU, acting like that shit is all right.
They be like, hey, gotta check. Catch my drip.
Old niggas want to wear like the baby drip. Blue shit with fucking collars and shit.
Oh, they love that.
Them niggas will wear some swish swashy pants with some fucking, nah, me not doing that.
And don't let
that.
Them get a polo shirt and put a vest over. Woo!
These niggas walking around looking like an old ass 19-year-old. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Got on some windbreaker pants and a polo.
and some shoes to go and with shoes. It. Nigga got on some Cohans with them fucking sweatpants. Fuck out of here. Y'all kiss my ass. Y'all keep waiting.
Oh my God.
Fuck out of here. It's a bullshit.
Yo, old nigga swag is different. Old nigga swag is totally different.
Hey, you already know before we start, we got to shout out to the Freak Nation. Shout out Freak Nation.
Freaks come out at night.
Everybody.
Freaks come out at night.
Yeah, y'all know that's for y'all. Shout out to y'all. But before we really get into the show, let's get into the video of the day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing this differently. So,
hey, yo, Ludo.
Yeah. Monster Nation shit. Yeah. This is the nation. Step with the dozy, full of your dough, patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious. Blow a block of banging. Steady he aiming. Monster Nation to the pavement. Walking down for the taking. It's the step with the dog, they full of your dough, we patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious, black a block of banging. Steady aiming, wants to pin you to the pavement, walk down for the take. Homie, you talk about murders, you running the law. You ain't doing that murder, you pussy, you younger, you chat, ain't taking the charge. Just shoot as a service, homie, be grabbing that cabin, say they be the Lord. My ooters are dirt, them, bib it, they bury you there with your brothers, of course. That's funeral service, you niggas nervous, you know when it's done with the monsters. Ride around city with Concha, big ass 41 city, that's awesome. Drunk them 50 get busy, that's Mars. Bitch wanna be the fuck with me, that's Mars. Bitch come lying, you be caught you. He get followed, man's this bad little bitch won't lie, we off it. Fuck with the dog, drop it Lolo, kick a dog. Monster, give it all. Mary Prada, mix it up. Monster, I'm a star. Slappers coming to kick it all. Pussy, you niggas is lost. Money, you ain't get it wrong. This new nation. Come to your dog, Brody, don't pause. Aim it and blade. Fire every target, plank him. Monster's the same shit. Top of the rankings, 49 service wake up. Walk him down, can't make it. This is the nation. Step with the dog, be full of your dough, patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious, blow a block of banging. Steady he aiming, my spin to the pavement. Walk him down for the taking. This is the nation. Step with the dog, be full of your dough, patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious, blow a block of banging. Steady he aiming, my spin to the pavement. Walk him down for the
But really get a monster. Fuck you niggas want rip. Really what you want from us? Tricky with the charm, but really niggas bonkers. Armed up, blickers in the car, got bitches on the block to niggas in the stock, double shot, shit city get the guards. We could get hikers a chopper, a chop up a bag, or hit it with a chopper. Half it your way, hit it with the whopper. Gotta over get shit cause we monsters. Niggas took on the monster, you entering contra, spinning the warm, your spark, your torch, your kin and your dog, your toilet is dripping your drama. Nigga, we monsters. And it's the nation, and niggas age, just be safe, and it's the vacation, and it ain't the place to visit these days, your religion barber. Finish it, yeah, switching gears on the shifty nigga park. So I've been sitting here, the movement for years, my millennial monster. I am God to your father, nearly die in a dog walk, and my boy is a problem. The definition of dreams, get to the green, finish your team, nigga, you lost one. Bitch, I'ma be your Brownsville when your boss come. Call nation, step with the dough, you full of your dough, we patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious, blow a block of banging. Steady he aiming, my spin to the pavement, walk down for the taking. Nation, step with the dolls, they full of your dough, we patiently waiting. Rocko be anxious, bro, black a banging. Steady aiming, monster pin you to the pavement, walking down for the taking.
What's good? It's your boy GS Vague. I'm here with my bro, Shice, Mr. Talk of the Town. And when you're not that famous, you hold your own light like this.
All right, y'all. So shout out to Mike Millie, Rockness Monster.
Dope, with that song.
This is the Nation. You know, shout out to them. My Brownsvillian. Shout out to my Brownsville people always in the place.
Shout out to Ghetto.
That's right. Always rocking on the MIC. Don't try to play us, nigga. All right.
I mean, it's ghetto. You know it's ghetto.
Shut your ass up. Let's get into our advertisements, all right? So let's do it like this. You already know. We're going to start like this.
Shout out to Benevolent Gentlemen. Go ahead and get your anything that you're looking for, men's care related. You want the beard butter. You want the oils. You want to smell good. You want to be shining. Hit up Benevolent Gentlemen for all your men's care needs, okay? Don't be ashy out here. And what else we got? The Charm Boutique. Follow us. Go on to the website. You know, this is my personal baby here. We got the body butter. We got the sugar scrubs. We got the body wash. We got the soap. We got all the things so you can wash your ass and then moisturize that ass. Check out the website. Got some good, good stuff coming.
And that's the Charm Boutique. Yeah.
Then we got Chic Rock Beauty for all your beauty needs. You know, girls, we got some things that we need zhuzhing up on. We beautiful as we are, but anything you need beauty related, hit up Chic Rock Beauty, www.chicrockbeauty.com, and they'll get you right.
You already know you heard.
And that LaRev Official Clothing, she got some fly sweatsuits, she got some tees, she got all the good, good fits to have you out there looking good and not bummy. No old man fits over here. Hit up LaRev Official and hit up LaRev Official on Instagram and get your fits right. Get your fits right, because I'm going to get on your ass if your fits not right. And then if you want to support our podcast, Let's Talk Crazy Podcast, we are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Twitch, Mixcloud, YouTube, wherever you find your podcast, we are there. If you'd like to support the show, you can send a little Cash App, make it bling, $. Yeah. Let's Talk Crazy. We appreciate all the love and the support.
Right. Look at you. Look at you. You can read, girl.
Hell yeah.
You do that thing.
New York City public school system.
You know what I'm saying? No child left behind.
Not one child was left behind. They might be dumb, but we got a diploma. Amen.
So, you already know. It's time for us to get into what we do best.
Yeah, I know. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know.
That's us talking shit.
Yeah, yeah. But how was your week this week? What's up?
Fuck this week.
Damn, bad?
Just fuck this week. Shout out to my peoples. Shout out to Courtney, you know, my girl. You know, shout out to you. We can't go into it, but shout out to you.
Shout out to you, girl. Hey.
You know, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Boom. Yeah.
But other than that, it was just another week. It seemed like one job I was, it was short, a week, and it just seemed like the longest fucking week ever.
It be like that, especially when you got like a Monday off or like a day during the week off. Like it seemed like that week be longer than the weeks that you got a full week.
Yeah, I'm just over some of this shit, though. Like, some of the people, again, you gonna hear me say it till I run out of breath. Like, some of these grown-ups act like assholes, and they act like goddamn kids, so.
It be like that. It be the adults.
Yeah, so fuck them. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, hopefully next week is a better week, because my birthday is next week. Had to put it in there, throw it in there one time like this.
Here you go with your birthday. Through your birthday.
I'm just saying, sleeping through a motherfucking thing. First of all, I got to go to work anyway. So
you
I'm
work on your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Who does that?
Me. Going to work on my birthday before, and I've been blessed. You know how I end up going to work on my birthday? I had just got that job, and so I could, my ass couldn't take off.
Fuck
that. I mean, literally just got the job less than a month prior I got that job, and I ain't had no time, so I just went. And then this year, I don't know, I'm finna pull up. And because I like my job and they fuck with me and I fuck with them, I know that it's gonna be cool going into work. Plus, you know me, I'm gonna have on a crown, I'm gonna have more wine, you know.
Man. I don't care how much
I might wear some confetti scrubs.
Nigga,
you never know. You never know. Mardi Gras. Yeah, I'm look like Mardi Gras. You see what I'm doing today? You see the fit? You see the fit check today? You know, I'm getting preparing for my birthday.
She got that straight out of Lil Wayne's truck fit collection.
Shut up. Not
Lil Wayne's truck fit. I think Young Thug had that on in the video.
Well, and then it was invented again. Listen, yo. I'm allowed to wear all the stuff that they wear. I'm just saying.
First of all, I don't care how much I like my job. I'm not going. I feel like if I could celebrate Malcolm X's birthday, if I could celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, Abraham Lincoln, God damn it, I'm going to celebrate mine too.
Well, my job don't take off Martin Luther King.
Shit.
They don't take off Malcolm X.
Shit.
They didn't even take off President's Day. Shit. We were still seeing patients.
Not
so,
me.
Whatever. I'm going to just go on and go.
And listen, as for when you say you just got the job, what you should have did was, when you got in and hired, you said, oh, I do have a doctor's appointment on this date.
You raggedy.
Listen, I do it all the time.
You raggedy.
Let me get a job just before my birthday. I do need to go all for this day because I do have a doctor's appointment.
Raggedy. I know you got to check your goddamn eyes.
Listen, it is what it is.
No, that's but I'm cool with it. I promise you, I'm cool with it. I was off on Friday, you know. Took some time, got back to me. Monday, I'm going to be lit.
And shout out to Chuck, man. Shout out to our outside correspondent.
You know, back.
And nigga out here trying to make niggas look bad out here in these streets. You know
he's doing some special stuff for me. I like it, you know.
Shout out to you. That's how you do it, boy.
Period.
Who said black love is over? Nigga, we here.
It's here. To stay.
We here. All right. So let's get into some of these bullshit topics. You already know. And today's major topic is we're going to talk about who cheats more. Is it men or is it women? Also, who cheats the best? Like, who's bad at cheating?
We already been over this, but I'll pull back up for this conversation.
Yeah, I think because now the Freak Nation is fully vested, I think it's one of those things that we need to bring up because they're fully vested now.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a look at this first topic and let's talk about it.
Oh, Hussein!
Yes.
Oh,
I thought that was stupid.
Oh.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm happy he got hit. I am so happy.
Wait.
Listen, I love all my motorcyclists, my bike clubs. Yo, shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
But some niggas are just reckless.
When you do it the right way, first of all, both of y'all 300 pounds. Both of y'all 300 pounds riding behind each other on that little ATV. I'm trying to figure out, and then you got the nerve to willy it up?
Not even willy it up.
You couldn't even bring that mug back down. Y'all was weighing it.
Yo, my thing is, you did that shit. You didn't look behind you. This is where my problem is. They do shit like that, and they don't look behind them.
True.
They don't look in front of them. They don't look aside of them. This motherfucker head went in the whole plastic.
His head went underneath the...
Did you see it?
His head went underneath the fender bumper, whatever that was. It bent his head back a little bit. That
I think he deserved it. I'll be honest. I gotta see that shit again because I thought that shit was so funny that he did that shit. Look at this.
Oh, what's up?
Yo, it was the bounce for me.
Yo,
the bounce of the car was.
That man could have lost his life. y'all out here bullshitting around.
Right. What if that car was going real fast?
Yeah, like he could have hit both of them.
First of all,
die instantly. Like, what's up with you?
Both of y'all.
I'm just. Y'all, come on.
Like,
and y'all look real grown. Y'all don't look like teenagers or like 20, 21. No, y'all look big, big and grown.
Right. Shout out to my niggas in Philly who really do that shit.
Yeah, they really. They about that life.
They do that. That's about that life city right there.
Yeah, but it's a way that you do it. Speaking of bike life, this weather out here, I heard the I heard it in my head because that weather,
you know what,
baby, when it hit 75, 80, it smelled like you going to be in the bookings for the weekend.
she heard the yin yangs. You know what I heard? I heard the booties clapping. Them
raggedy
sundresses was
nasty.
I was like, Walmart about to go double up.
You better wash that damn. I know you've been using it as a nightdress all winter long with your nasty self. You've been using it as a night. You've been going to bed in that funky little sundress all winter. Throw it out.
Listen, all my niggas down south, y'all niggas, all my women down south, y'all shopping at Ross. My niggas up north, and you know, y'all niggas is going all the way to
Rainbow, Denise.
Y'all doing all that Jamaican shit.
Even Vims got some little sun for y'all.
Cheap ass sundresses. Like, y'all paid a fortune with no draws.
That's why we can see through it.
Yep, that's it. But I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Nigga drive by and see.
Y'all 4 foot every time. But yeah, wash your clothes. The weather changing, so wash your clothes. Be smelling like basement.
Ooh. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know that smell.
Basement and infection.
Y'all know that smell. It smell like basement.
It smell like basement and infection. Mm-mm. What's
just
going
nasty.
On?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's see. What else is next? Let's see the next topic.
Hey, yo!
That was my thoughts exactly. Hey, yo. Now, before we even talk about this, shout out to my girl AJ, my girl Ajanique. She always says, she knows these type of things. And she be like, some people are just nasty. I'm trying to figure out, like, was the noodles even cooked? Because
I just want to know, what is the, I'm trying to say this in a way that's, what is the 8.5 by 11s? What is their fascination with eating out of toilets? Because this is not the first time I've seen.
Last time we had the ice cream.
Yeah,
the girl
this is
the
not the first time I've seen the 8.5 by 11s eat out of toilets. What is y'all? Do y'all want to be dogs? Have y'all kissed on them dogs so much?
Oh my God.
In the house?
Yes.
That y'all want to experience what it's like to be a dog? So y'all get on y'all hands and knees in front of toilet bowl and decide to eat out of it. I'm just trying to figure out the logic and the understand. I want to, you know what? I thought I wanted to understand. I don't want to understand shit. You're nasty.
I do want to understand.
You're hell no. You're nasty as hell. You're dirty. I'm not eating from y'all house. Hell no. You're nasty. Nasty. Go ahead.
My understanding comes from what made you do it, right? That's what I want to know. Did you wake up on a good Wednesday and say, you know what? Today I feel like eating out the toilet. Today I'm going to put about 20 packs of fucking noodles.
I promise you 20. Right. Gotta be at least 20 packs.
Right.
20. And I ain't seen not piece of seasoning. So you left the seasoning packets out. The least you could have did if you eating out the toilet is put the seasoning packets in there. Least you'll get a little bowl of water and a little chicken seasoning. A little bowl of water, a little chicken. I'm just saying.
All I want to know is that shit didn't even look hot. I ain't seen no steam coming out the toilet. You didn't put no hot water in this shit. First of all, again, and we said this with the ice cream shit, right? Listen, my wife, and I'm only saying my wife because my wife, she likes to be clean, right? I'm talking about inside. Like, she cleans in the toilet, out the toilet. You know, she goes in. She goes
as
in.
You should.
She got, like, OCD. We always joke about that. But even with that, there are some places you just can't hit.
There is no way to fully clean a toilet
right
in a way that you would be able to eat from it. Right. I'm just saying, once you get it out of Home Depot, that's it.
It's over.
Once you get it out the box out of Home Depot, that's it. It's no re-cleaning that toilet. Unless you brought it straight from Home Depot, took it out the box, and decide to eat from it, that's still sus. But if you did it like that, I can understand. But once you take that hole out the box and connect it to your plumbing, that is it, white people.
The pipes are not clean on the inside.
That's nasty. They pipes ain't clean on the inside either.
Right. And yo, the crazy thing is, we talking about that even with your drinking water from the sink, right? Sometimes you see they come around, they do the testing, and they say this has this in it, this has that in it. Sometimes it's lead in it. Sometimes you can't even be safe with that. And that's the drinking portion of it. So could you only imagine what the fuck the sewage water
toilet
is doing?
Toilet boy water.
Yo.
Ew.
That was.
Y'all nasty. Y'all nasty. Why y'all keep doing this?
And he slipped that shit up. We gotta watch it one more time. One more time. Just watch how. Watch how he tore that shit up. Wait.
Hey, yo.
He did have seasoning. Did you see the pepper on the side? The pepper was on the side of the toilet.
Salt and pepper is not seasoning.
Well, it was black. I'm just saying.
Salt and pepper is not. That's probably grime from the toilet when y'all ain't clean it. You're eating dirt.
You're eating shit.
You're nasty as hell. I feel like this was. So when I looked at the video again, he had like some little, looked like some Greek letters on his neck. I wonder if it was like a hazing type of. You about to get into a fraternity type of situation.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. And you nasty. And we have to get another button for nasty shit. You know, dumb shit is not enough.
Right.
We need another button for some nasty shit.
Well, I was like this.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Nope.
Nope.
He fucked up.
Not good enough.
Get him some milk. Oh, he needs some milk.
He don't need no milk. Mm-mm. He need an enema. He need an enema. He need a washout. He needs some Dettol. I don't know if y'all know what Dettol is. Ask the Caribbean people. He need a cap full of Dettol to drink straight. To clean out his insides. Because you nasty.
He needs some Buckley's. He need to boil some Buckley's.
If y'all, that Buckley's will burn it right out of you.
Buckley's will burn anything off.
You know what? This video is, let this be a lesson to y'all. Don't eat from the white people. Don't eat at the potlucks either.
Right.
The potlucks that they be having at the job. Don't eat. So, good. I'm glad.
I don't do that.
So, story time.
Go ahead.
At my old job, as everybody know or may not know, I'm a medical assistant. At my old job, I watch a lady that worked there, and we deal with all types of specimens all day long. We deal with blood. We deal with urine. Sometimes we deal with feces, stuff like that. And so that's why we always glove up. We always washing our hands all the time. I have to preface it by saying that. I'm always washing my hands. I'm always gloving up. I'm always changing my gloves, washing my hands. One day, I was in the lab minding my own business, doing my work, and I seen one of the clear people. I seen her bare hand a urine cup.
Finish him.
No gloves, no nothing. She bare hand, a urine cup. And I looked over to her and I asked her, I said, you're not going to put no gloves on. She said, oh, no, I'm going to wash my hands after.
That shit stink.
And so it's funny because 2 weeks later, they were having the Thanksgiving potluck. And guess who didn't eat?
I wouldn't eat that shit either, though.
And they, even after, you know, I let people know, because, you know, I'm a, each one reach one and teach one. They still allowed her to put her name on the list for, I think it was sweet potato casserole or something like that. I didn't touch a thing. I'm not doing that. That's nasty. No.
First of all, my thing is, I always had a fear of how people live, right? And that's all people, right? Because I've seen people where they got pets. They rub their pets, they go straight to the food.
Kiss them in the mouth.
They start cooking. I seen, like, even today, I saw this lady go, like, she was sucking all five of her fingers and then reached down into somebody else's thing and asked, like, oh, can I get 10? I'll taste this. And ate something. And I sat there and said, you just sucked all five of your goddamn fingers and you gonna put your hand in somebody else's shit?
Oh, they would have sucked the whole rest of the food. Here you go, stink.
But that's my problem. Like, I'm so scared of eating people's stuff because of, like, shit like that. Like, I don't want... They're like, oh, here goes. You got a story? I got a story.
Go ahead.
My wife. Man, when I tell you, I was over her. She had a friend, and she went to help this girl out. This girl was going through some things, whatever. And, you know, at one point... you know, she said she could cook, whatever. She cooked for the fam, everything. Everybody's like, oh, she good. She clean. So we went to go help this individual do some things. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the house, when I tell you, Roach Motel ain't even the word. I'm talking about this was a village. This was an island. This was a country full of roaches.
No.
Right? And I'm talking about, this is so funny.
I don't do roaches.
Yo, they had all complexions. I saw white roaches. I saw beige roaches.
They got different color roaches.
Niggas had melanin roaches. They got different color roaches. They had white roaches. Now, I don't know if they're white roaches.
They went through the powder
and ate the powder, but came out with the cocaine on them. But he had it. That white roach looked at me.
Did y'all know they had white roaches? I did not know they had white roaches.
Nigga, they had all types of roaches.
Ew. Oh my God, I can feel it.
I was so mad. And then, too, you know, you see roaches when they have babies and stuff, like that black stuff stick on the walls and all over. That was everywhere. Yo, and then I was supposed to help her and put some stuff in my truck. Oh, my God. When I got back home, I looked at my wife. I said, listen, I will fucking kill you, you ever. And my wife was like this. She was like, I didn't know. She's always saying she cleaning. Well, listen.
Y'all ate food from her?
Yo, I don't know if I ate that. Because I don't know.
You probably did.
I don't know.
Food from her. She made it in the roach kitchen.
Yo, I was so mad. No, but I think she made the food from our house. I don't know. I got to remember that.
Either way. Right. For you to live like that, like.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I won't do it again. I'll bust a bitch in the head. I swear to God.
I don't like it.
How they say, I swear for God. Listen.
That's nasty as hell.
All right. Let's go on to our next topic. Yeah, this shit is always crazy to me. So let's take a peek. Okay, now I'm not a scientist.
What the hell is happening?
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a man. Because unless you can tell me different, because you a woman, I don't believe it's possible for no woman to stand at no urinal and pee straight like that. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. If you can aim, you know how to aim that shit, let me know. But I know I ain't never seen that shit before like that. And I don't know what the fuck I would do if I seen that shit in the bathroom. First of all, why is your whole... I don't even give a damn if you're a woman or not. Why is your whole ass out at the urinal? Why? Why is your whole ass out at the urinal?
I mean, our stuff is different. I mean, y'all could just whip it out the zipper. We got to come all the way out.
But that's not... I don't think that's a woman. You're not going to sit here and tell me that that's...
If that was... If it was a man, I don't think them guys would be standing there excited like they was.
So you telling me, and I'm asking you, and Chuck, I apologize, but I gotta know, bro. You telling me you can stand out of urinal and shoot straight in there?
I cannot.
All right. So again,
shit more like a sprinkler. It go everywhere.
So again,
I gotta sit down. But there are I've seen stranger things with other bitches. I'm just saying. You know, the internet is a wild place.
I don't give a
Things have maybe, and then you know what they also have?
What?
Amazon got these cups.
No, they do.
Let me finish. It's not a tube. It's a cup you put over your vagina, and you can pee standing up. They have them for like long trips and stuff like that. Or if you're in a place where you know you can't get to a bathroom, you could pee like a nigga. Maybe she had her cup in.
So you telling me that that shit had a cup?
I don't know. She looked drunk.
I'm telling you that's a man.
She looked very, very drunk. I don't think it was a man.
That was a man.
She looked very drunk.
All right, we gotta look again. Because Nation, I need to know what you think about this. Because again, listen, let me rewind. I am a person. I don't like to be talked to in the bathroom. Don't say shit to me. We can wait till we finish. I don't need you to say anything to me. You want to know how my day going? Ask me outside those doors. You want to know how to do something at the job? Ask me outside those doors. But do not talk to me while I'm at the urinal. You will get absolutely no sound from me. Because the moment you peek over at me, I'm punching you in the goddamn eye. All right? So, listen. This is a goddamn man. God. I don't care what you say. Let's look at it.
Leaning into, she's leaning all the way. You see, everybody else
makes me think that that's not a girl. Listen,
everybody else is out with theirs and they holding. First of all, she's not holding anything because there's
exactly
there's nothing to hold. She would have peed on herself.
Time out. No. As a man, sometimes when I go to the urinal, I don't touch it either. Sometimes I whip it out, and sometimes you sit there, you do hold on to that, you do that. Listen, tell me if I'm lying, fellas. Sometimes you could go
hold it.
Sometimes you don't have to. It's a urinal. It's catching it.
Nah.
My nigga, it's standing up here. It shoots out like that. You ain't got to hold it. All I'm saying, listen.
You trying to find out the mechanics behind this. I'm trying to find out the mechanics behind that.
Sometimes you don't. Listen, when you pee, it's boom, right? Now, unless it's going down, you might want to lift it up.
That's what I'm saying. If not, you're going to pee on your balls.
But it don't always be like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes it'll just be like, all right. And you go, that power, you notice when you pee, this muscle's in there. It works. Right?
Oh, it works.
It works.
Oh, so her muscles can work?
Fuck, that's not a her. That's not a her.
Yes, it is.
Listen, I don't mean that.
I maintain that is a female.
I don't care what you say.
That's a female.
We got to make the difference. Freak Nation, I need y'all to tell me what y'all think.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm on the it's a woman side. She was just drunk as shit and peeing wherever she felt like it. He thinks it's a man. Y'all drop it in the comments. Let me
ask you this. All right. So if it is a man, right? Why go into the men's stall and stand up?
I mean, she was drunk as shit. You could very much tell that she was drunk. She had a cup of beer in her hand.
And some broad ass shoulders.
You wilding now.
That bitch shoulders is broader than Serena Williams.
I know you're lying. And don't do Serena Williams. There's no Serena Williams slander tolerated here at Let's Talk Crazy.
I ain't slandering her.
You talking crazy about my girl, and don't do that.
I love Serena.
Don't do that.
She got, she definitely got bottom. Like her backside
all right,
crazy. But that upper part is giving me.
I got broad shoulders too, and what I got. I got big old shoulders. What's up?
But you ain't got muscles like her in her arms. Her muscles. Shut your ass she up. Looking like Action Jackson out there.
Ain't no
bitch.
Action Jackson.
She looking like she like, what nigga? What you gonna do, brother? I don't care what you say. I love Serena though.
Listen, we do not do any Serena Williams slander here.
It's not a slander. I'm telling you, it's love her. Slander. I love her, especially the bottom half of her. The upper part.
Moving right along.
We can work on that.
Exactly. But, no slander tolerated here. None at all.
All
none
I'm
whatsoever.
Is that was a John woman. McEnroe.
That is a female.
Okay.
That's a female. We're going to have to agree to disagree. That's a female.
We definitely going
to
have
to. I want to see the rest of the video.
You want
turn around, let us see your cooch. That's it.
I don't
solve it once and for all.
I don't want to see
turn around, let us see your cooch.
I don't want to see a Pikachu. Nope.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right. Freak Nation, people, if you're watching this, tell us what you think in the comments. Do you think
there are some females out here that can do some strange things? Maybe she can angle the cooch and just, you know, hit it like this and
The fact that you're doing all your muscles, like
the same thing she was doing up to the urinal, like this.
I don't care what y'all say.
Oh my God.
And listen, all I'm gonna say is if that is a woman and she got a man or a husband or whatever, you should be ashamed of yourself because she's fucking you. That's all I'm saying.
That's for sure.
That's a woman.
That's for sure.
And she in a relationship she with
taking
a man,
it. She's taking
she's
it.
She's fucking you.
She's taking it.
No, she's giving it.
She's taking it from you. Give me that dick.
Come here, nigga. You know how give this go. Cell block 35, nigga. What's up?
Meet me in the room.
Word. Give me them cigarettes. I want a cookie, nigga.
Well, God, hey, that's
great. I want down.
Oh yeah,
give it to me, brother. see that type. She's like a trucker. Give it to me, brother.
Brother. Oh my God.
All right, let's move on before we get to the next topic. Oh my God, Jesus. All right, what is this? Let's go to this next video.
Why kill the ex?
Why y'all in trouble? Well, y'all on y'all lunch break. Come on out of there, baby. Come on out of there. Y'all caught. Y'all caught.
Nope.
Ah!
So all
Did I see what I think I saw?
What did you see? It depends on what you saw.
Was he having sex with a blow up dog?
A blow up dog in a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
He wanted to get caught.
Like, yo, but
listen, you could buy some coochie.
Yo, coochie is everywhere.
It's for sale.
It's for free.
It's for free too.
Yo, you could get. I'm pretty sure they got an organization that'll lend you some Gucci.
They will. Like,
you want some cutting?
Borrow some Gucci?
Right.
Not getting it on the regular. They come to rent a pussy.
They will give it to you. Listen, there's a woman right now who will give you some Gucci for some crack. Okay? She will give you some Gucci for
not
some crack.
Not crack and Gucci. No. I mean, I'm just saying, you're right.
Listen.
You're right.
I ain't going to name no names, but I knew a nigga who tried to act like he wasn't, but he was getting some head and some sex and giving crackheads $5 for crack.
Oh, no. Yeah. What?
Look, we caught the nigga. So the first time, we didn't think nothing of it, right? We walk into the back of the building, and, you know, there's a back staircase that goes to the other side of the building. So we walk in. The crackhead comes running out fast. But then he come downstairs, and he act like he was adjusting his belt. So at first, you don't put it together because you're like, I know that nigga just had a crackhead. Then it started happening a couple of times. We like, it ain't no way this nigga always just happened to be in this backstage case with these crackheads, right? So we're like, yo, what the fuck? So my man, you could get you some crackhead cooch. You could get you some cooch for some weave. Women out here fucking for weaves. Yeah. You could get you some cooch.
Not even good hair either.
Right.
$40 pack, the purple pack. Nigga. They out here. I'm just.
For $50, you could get a penguin blowjob, nigga. That's it.
What's a penguin blowjob?
A penguin blowjob is when you give her $50, she massage you, she pull your pants down to your ankles, you get real hard, and just as she get ready to put it in her mouth, she walk the fuck off. And now you walking around following her like this. Yo, so that's a penguin blowjob.
Ow, my head hurt. Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Do y'all know what the fuck you get?
Oh, my head hurt. Oh, my head.
Shout out to all my hoes out there on Pennsylvania Avenue. Shout out to them over there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the girls off of Stanley.
Because they back real there about
on,
that shit.
Shout out to the girls back there on Liberty doing your thing.
Shout out to you. Y'all troopers. Y'all Ooh. Showed me what a real hoe was.
Oh, my God. Not a penguin. Oh, I got tears in my eyes. I ain't never heard that before in my life. We say these things to say that there is coochie out there. There is no need for you to be simulating sex with a blow-up doll. That's all I'm saying, sir. And in a parking lot in broad daylight.
Can I again... Me, I like to look deeper into the roots, right, of this whole shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something psychological's going on.
First of all, the people who sell this shit and make this shit, y'all should die. And like, why are we selling this shit? And why
are we selling blow-up dolls? Like, right. What? Like, how?
Like, somebody said, yo, they was made, I don't know who I had this conversation with, but they was talking about plastic coochie. I said, I wish I would sit and buy some plastic coochie for what?
Niggas be buying it.
Why? It's too much coochie. Listen, it's ugly.
Niggas
coochie.
Be buying plastic coochie out here. Hey, what's that thing called? What is it called? A fleshlight.
What?
Google it. It looks like a flashlight, but it got an opening.
That's a thing?
Yes. Is that? Please Google it.
I'm not Googling that
shit.
Nah,
I'm going to Google it for you.
Last time I Googled some shit like that,
I
wanted to use my phone and I had that shit still on my thing. I'm not doing shit like that again.
I'll do it.
First of all, let me say this to you.
I'm going
to
do it and I'm going to show you.
My man, let me say this to you. There is a low self-esteem bitch out this world somewhere. Go find her and get you some coochie. That's all you got to do. Find a woman with low self-esteem. She will gladly give it to you.
There you go. I told you it looked like a flashlight. Close your mouth.
Let me see if y'all see that shit right there. Let me see. Y'all see this shit?
Everybody knows what it is except for you.
Yo, I've never seen
Let
this
me blow
shit.
It up.
Why? I hate to demonstrate this, but I gotta see this. So you telling me right now, you sitting there going like this? Yeah.
Yeah. See if they can see it now.
Look at this shit right here. Can I back up? I'm trying to.
You get the picture.
Right. You get the goddamn picture, goddammit. Look at that.
It looked like a flashlight.
For those who don't know, this little black split here, this is the hole. This
split
is where
in
you
the
go.
Middle.
Yeah, this is where you're going, all right? That's oh.
Give me my damn phone. Let me delete this.
Yo.
Oh, they got a booty one.
A what?
They got a booty one.
Why is that a wait.
They got a booty one.
But that don't make sense.
Yes, it do.
Y'all niggas should go kill yourselves if y'all buying this shit. See,
they got the booty hole.
Oh my God, Jesus!
Let me delete this.
Let me,
babe, it wasn't me. I was just looking it up for the show, research purposes. We not doing that.
Hey, Chuck, all I'm saying is, listen, when you fall asleep and you wake up to some good stuff, you might want to. Turn on the lights and make sure it's really hers, okay? She might turn around and try to trick you, bro. She be in the bed going like this. You like this, right? You like this. It feel good? It feel good.
How you talking like that? Jesus.
Yo, she said, why are you talking like that?
He gonna be like, babe, you doing it and talking? Yeah. I didn't know you had it like that. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because, you know, we stupid, right? It don't make sense to us until later. And then we be like, yo, she talented. Yo, she was in here working that shit out, talking
and
straight.
And talking.
Right, like,
got the whole thing in there. I quit. Yeah, so I say that to say it's some weird shit out here on the internet.
I know Freak Nation. Yo, they gonna blow up with this one.
My God.
Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
I never knew they had some stupid shit
like
that.
Yeah, they out here.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. Yo, my nigga, what you about to do today? I'm about to give me a pack of pussy. I'm about to go in, bro.
I ordered it from Amazon.
Yo, Bernie Mac was on some shit.
Yeah.
He said that shit in depth.
I'm just saying. He knew that man is a pioneer, man.
Yo,
he rest in peace.
He said, yo.
He probably gave him the idea.
He said, yo, can you imagine? I can't wait till they put pussy in cans. He said, pussy's so good. He said, what you about to do, man? I'm about to go get me a pack of pussy. I'm going in.
And now here we go. 20 years later.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I can't pussy.
I don't understand. This shit is a flashlight, though.
No, it's a flashlight.
My bad. A flashlight. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I have a headache. Oh, from laughing too hard.
Yo, all I'm going to say. Yo, wait. We gotta take a goddamn break.
You got to.
We got to take a goddamn break because I cannot take this shit right here. Yo, we be right back after this, man.
Let's talk crazy, we'll be right back.
Are you going out and don't have a thing to wear? Hit up my girl Star the Show. That's right, Star the Show got the latest fashion for all your needs on any occasion. And don't forget, she got the crowns that'll make you feel like a king or queen. So make sure you hit her up at StarTheShow.com. Alright, don't forget StarTheShow.com. What's up, y'all? And don't forget, Mondays with the Queens. That's right, each and every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. Join Rainbow Envy and Precious right here on the Evening Rush Network as the Queens always get busy and always represent for the ladies. So don't forget, each and every Monday right here on the Evening Rush Network from 7 to 8 p.m. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hey, are you looking to start a podcast but don't know where to start? Don't worry, we got you. For all your podcast needs, all you got to do is hit up the Evening Rush Network. Now you can call for dates and prices. All you got to do is hit up the number 929-441-2417, or you can email us at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com. That's right, we got you. And don't forget to tune in, subscribe, and share, and we can help you with all your needs.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Crazy, hosted by Shice, the talk of the town.
Man, that was some bullshit.
We back.
Oh, God. I got such a fucking headache. All right. So, are we done with that?
Yeah, I think we done.
I couldn't even get the rest of the shit I had to say out about that nasty bastard. All right. So, let's get into today's actual topic. Let's see. So today's topic, as you can see, if you looked at the description, is who cheats more? Is it men or is it women? I'll let you answer first.
Who cheats more?
Yes.
Like quantity wise?
Quantity, more recent, like more frequent. Who does?
I want to say that.
She about to lie, y'all.
I would say men. I feel like they cheat more.
I don't wanna
jump ahead of the rest of, you know, the discussion, but I think men cheat more often. I say men cheat more often.
I would say women cheat more. I wouldn't even say that. I would, cause listen.
Yeah, fix it.
No, I'm not gonna fix it. How y'all do it? I said what I said, right? I'm saying this. We are just more stupid with it. Like,
stupid as hell.
We do it and we do dumb shit and shit. Get caught. Y'all niggas is sneaky about y'all shit. So y'all can fuck for years and it'll crush us. Like, the moment we fuck, we be like, we on that Usher shit, right? Remember on the album, the Confession album? Damn, don't play like that. Say word.
Put that on everything.
Right, we go through that whole motion. And then we go, shit. And as we end, take it to the next song. Not the next song, but I think it's like song 12, song 13. I slipped in. Hey, man, what the hell you doing? Road dog is a never. I know better.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late to turn back now. So we do that shit. Like, we could be in some coochie and be like, damn, we fucked up. And we still don't give a damn. And we still pumping.
And don't give not one damn. Don't care.
Listen, we do give a damn. By the time we give a damn, though, we like this. Oh, man, I should. Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. How about that? Yeah. How about that?
My bad. Okay. So, now, I think men are sloppy cheaters.
Sloppy as hell.
Right? Women are great cheaters. You are the Olympic gold medalist of cheating. Right? Like, y'all can get that. You want an applause? I give you that shit.
Yes, we'd like one.
Yes, because y'all nasty.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just he ain't lie.
Shout out to the whole coalition.
He ain't lie. I'm a coach now. Coaches don't play. Yeah.
Girl, pick that Gucci up and keep going, girl. Yeah, you got it.
I'm a hot girl coach now. Coaches don't play, you know, see? Boom, boom, boom. Coaches don't play. I'm just saying.
Man, I swear these episodes are crazy. I'm just saying,
coaches don't play, you know. You talk to anybody will tell you that, you know. But y'all are some sloppy ass cheaters. Right. Y'all are dirty. Y'all don't protect yourselves. Y'all be having babies here, there, everywhere. Y'all leave a trail of bodies and babies. That shit is, I mean, and I do know some men that cheat the proper way, as if there's a thing, you know. I do know some men that cheat the proper way. Let's take Caribbean men, for example. Caribbean men are the exception to the rule because Caribbean men have families, full families in other places.
But
the people don't be knowing about it. It take them a while to figure out that they have. So I will say there are some Caribbean men that still ain't doing it right. But for the most part, the Caribbean men, especially, get you a good Haitian man, he got a whole family back in Haiti that he take care of, and he also take care of you and your kids, because that's just how they give it up.
All right, so shout out.
I'm just saying, I have to keep it 100% honest here.
Right,
the Caribbean men be having whole entire families.
The only reason why listen, I agree with you, but the only way they get away with it is because these niggas come from these other countries.
Oh,
right?
It's
easy to cheat when your bitch is 4,000 miles away.
Absolutely. But then some of them be having families across town. One side of Brooklyn, next side of Brooklyn, Queens Village, and me having another family in Flatbush. I'm just saying.
Those are two islands.
Kids going to the same school and don't even know it. Don't even know.
Francois. Eugene. What's up, Eugene?
Your last name Charles? My last name Charles, too. We must be cousins. Uh-huh. We brother and sister, nigga.
Listen, that's the only reason why these niggas get away with that. And then
if you've ever seen a Caribbean man defend himself, he'd be like, listen, I want everything to work for everybody. I take care of you. I take care of her. It work for everybody.
She work for me. She come to me. I don't come
it
to
work,
her.
It work for everybody. Now, if you can't deal with we work for everybody, I'm trying to take care of you. You don't have to worry about her.
You don't
have
to
worry about her. Yo, listen. Listen. The Haitian man is ruthless.
Wait, you know, you ruthless. Sound like, you sound like that nigga from Love & Hip Hop that was messing with the girl Gael and all that.
I don't watch Love & Hip Hop.
Yo, he fucked her sister. And he was like, I don't do that. She come to me. Like, the whole
Oh, yeah,
thing,
that sound about right. Yo. Sounds about Haitian. Shout out to the Haitian mob. You know, y'all know how y'all give it up. Yeah, Naboule. Y'all nasty, okay?
Right.
Nasty as hell. And y'all already know it. So it's nothing that I'm saying here that's untrue. I'm just saying.
See, y'all don't believe it's cheating because the woman comes to you, right?
She come to me.
Right.
She come to me. I didn't look for her.
I don't do that. I sit there. She come to me. She put my pants down. I stood there and watched. I tell her, I ask her, I said, what are you doing? Why are you doing that to me? Why are you doing this
God.
To me? But the whole time you say, why are you doing that to me? You are stroking.
You
nigga.
Doing that to her.
Why are you doing that to me? I ask her, Jael, I ask her why she do that to me.
It's always a nigga named Gene. It's always a nigga named Gene and that got problems.
Why do Haitian niggas always smile and cheese for nothing? They be like,
in the worst trouble of your life.
I don't know why she do that to me. I tell her, I said, I don't want to cheat. I love your sister. And then every time you come to me, you want to have sex. And I say no. So then this time I give you the sex.
I give you the sex.
I give you the sex.
That's crazy.
I give you the sex. And now you try to destroy my life and my marriage. No, you destroyed your marriage, nigga.
Yo, so like I said, with the exception of the Caribbean man, most men cheat sloppy as hell.
Right.
Sloppy just is just ridiculous.
So
women cheat.
So that goes to the next question, right? Because the next question was going to be who cheats better, men or women?
Women.
So I definitely, hands down, agree with that.
There are elaborate plans that be in place.
Right.
Elaborate plan. I was reading a story online or looking at some of the memes or something or whatever like that or some type of video. And it was like the woman was cheating with this, I think cheating with the landlord. And so she was cheating with the landlord.
This is real?
Yeah. I don't know if it's real or fake, but the woman was cheating with the landlord. So he wasn't charging no rent, but her nigga giving her money to pay rent every month, and she pocketing that shit.
You do
like,
that to me?
I'm just saying, like, whether it be true or false, these are the kinds of things that women do.
And
I'm just saying.
And let me tell you what
we got to work smarter, not harder, so that by the time you find out, I got 6 years worth of rent saved up. And I'm out this bitch.
I'm gonna tell you why y'all better cheaters too. Right?
Gone. So we know, but go ahead.
With us, uh-huh. Right? We have a time limit, right? We start to get fed up with shit, right? So when we got a side bitch and we paying her money, we get fed up,
mm-hmm.
Right? And the littlest thing can fuck us up, mm-hmm. Right? So women know the art to a man. Right? Y'all know how to get what y'all want.
Most. Because some be dumb as a box of rock. And all of this is for the majority. There are a minority.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, there are exceptions to these, you know, generalizations. Keep in mind, all of these are generalizations.
Right.
There are some people that's just, you know, they don't fit in none of these boxes. Dummy.
What I'm saying is, y'all know how to get what y'all want.
Yeah.
Right? And we stupid because we get it. Like, y'all hold us for ransom. Y'all say, listen, I keep my mouth shut if you give me 50,000. We like, damn, 50,000? Bitch, you out your goddamn mind. But soon as you go, well, I guess your wife and the... Wait!
Boom.
Let me get you a check.
Boom.
I'll pay accordingly throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
Let me give it to you like uh-huh. this. But then after a while...
Give me 1 or 2 days.
Right. But then when you keep coming back, because you know they're going to keep coming back, we get fed up, and then we like, fuck it. You might as well just tell whatever. Women, they on the receiving end of that. They don't never have to get caught out there because it's like, I got you, nigga. Yeah, for the most part, y'all got us. Like, and y'all not scared to really break up with y'all niggas if y'all cheated. Because again, I always say this. I say it 1,000 times more. Women, when they cheat, is usually emotionally detached from the nigga that they really with.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that, because most of the time, I won't say all the time, because there have been some instances in which bitches just want to be outside and just want to, you know, go on something else. But a lot of the time when women are cheating, they have emotionally detached from the person that they with. They done got fed up. They done got fed up get either getting treated bad or, you know, not feeling anything anymore or whatever the case may be is. But women go through the process of detoxing that nigga out their system.
Facts.
And so by the time they get to the point where they are cheating, they don't give a damn if you leave. Nope. They do not care if you leave. They do not care if you leave. And then so quick to threaten you and be like, nigga, I'm about to be up out of here. And you be like, no, no, we can talk, we can work it out. That girl is already halfway out the door.
Yep.
And when she start with that, that means sis is outside. And, I'm just saying.
And y'all know how to start over faster and better than
hell yeah. Right? Because we done started over while we was still in the relationship with y'all. Bless you.
Thank you.
We started over while we was with y'all and y'all had no idea. Like, full transparency. In my last marriage, when I was last married, we had a lot of issues. We had a lot of problems. And at the point where I realized that it was never going to work, I started mentally preparing myself.
See?
I never cheated. I never cheated in, you know, inside of my marriage. But once I realized that, like, we tried everything. We tried counseling. We tried all of these things. Mm-hmm. We tried talking it out. We tried all of those things. Once I realized that nothing was working, I started going about the mental process of getting myself ready to be up out of there. I went through the healing process. I went through all the crying. I went through all the regret. Oh, my God, I'm getting a divorce. I felt like a failure. All of those things. Like, I went very seriously. I went through all of it. It took me about maybe like 5 or 6 months. Uh-huh. But I went through all of those motions. And then, you know, in my head, I came up with a game plan. Listen, I'm about to be up out of here. I got to do this. I don't have, you know, I share a car with this nigga. I got to get me a car. I need a place. I need, you know, I need all these things because I need to be able to move on. And I can't be down bad.
Right.
I done took this time to get ready. I can't be down bad. So by the time I packed my stuff and I left, that day I left, I had a plan in place already.
See, and that's the problem with us, right? We ain't making no plan until the day she say get the fuck out. Oh,
yeah.
We stuck.
Don't see it coming or nothing. Like,
that's why we be like, where I'm going to go? I ain't got nowhere to go. This my house just like it's your house. Where I'm going to go?
All right, nigga.
Right.
I changed the locks. It's not your house no more.
All right. And then the sad part is, no matter what y'all say, right, if y'all want us out the house, you call 911. 911 making us leave the house first.
This is true.
They not asking you to leave. No. Sir, just you seem like you're aggressive. You want to come outside. No.
Of course he's aggressive. He getting put outside his house.
Right. This is my house.
So it's all a setup. Right. I think they
should kick both of us out the house.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, right. And
I'm going to start crying. Officer, I got these kids. You know how it go. You know how it go.
And then go to the line. Well, sir, you know, it's easier for you to just leave and let her. Why can't I stay here with the kids? Why can't I cry and say, I got the kids?
You don't want them goddamn kids.
Listen, I care what you say. I want my kids. I love my goddamn kids. I can't stand them, but I love
exactly.
them.
Exactly. But yeah, like, so there's always like a plan in place. There's always like a, you know, with most women. So most of the time, if they're cheating, they have gone past the point of no return. They have gone to a place where it's just like, I'm good either way. And then like when you catch a woman, it's because she wanted you to catch her.
I believe
most
that.
Of the time, if you catch a woman cheating, she just stopped caring.
Right.
And she wants you to know that, nigga, I'm out here. I'm outside.
Right. Like, I don't
I'm
give
outside
a damn.
With my. And then when you do approach her about the situation, it's just like,
you know what's so easy?
So you're going to leave me?
Yo, but the easiest thing, you know what's so crazy about cheating and everything, right? So again, now looking at how we cheat, right?
Usually,
as men and women,
cheat.
I'm not now.
Don't
I mean,
put me in that.
Men and women. I'm talking about the men and women. The difference, right? When we usually cheat, the man is paying for everything. So it's easy for you to skate and say, yo, listen. And when you cheat, right, it's usually on a woman's terms. Yo, well, if you want me, you got to
meet me here.
Right.
Put this me in this hotel, pay for this. XYZ.
Yeah. Well, see, with us, we don't know how to stay out at night and come the fuck home and then act like nothing happened.
Don't.
We're right? Because here's the thing. Women are good. They are blessed with this talent. Right? Us, we go have sex. You know, you can't come back home at fucking 10 o'clock at night smelling fresh. Smelling Irish spring fresh. Yeah.
And so you rather come back home smell like Bidussi.
Right. But now, because there is no way, like, you come in, you try to get baby wipes. I tried that. That shit worked, though. But that's
this nigga.
Right. So, because baby wipes, if you get the unscented, you just kind of get that off. And then you try to play it off. And then it'll last you a little minute. I wouldn't have sex with your significant other. You might want to wait, you know. But just you don't some smell like that, right? And then you put some shit, you know, get some food. Yeah, you got to do that. So, I used to be a hoe. But,
Rib ass.
So.
Rib ass.
Right. So, but, you know, those things work. But what I'm saying is, with them, we kind of feel stupid because a man ain't never just going to be like, yo, open up your legs, let me smell your coochie, you was outside, right? Because,
I've seen it.
But listen.
I've heard of it happening.
The only reason why we really won't do it, I ain't saying niggas won't do it, but you scared of the fact that if it ain't happen, that now you just open a Pandora's box. Because now it's a fight waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it ain't no coming back.
Accuse me?
Right. And it ain't no coming back from that.
Oh, nah.
You open
Then I need to, go do what you accuse me of doing.
Right. So, y'all slick. Y'all got that, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, niggas do not think shit through.
We don't.
They don't. Or in general, think things through.
We on a spur of the moment, right? When we cheat, like, again, we wait for you. You got to say where you want to be. So that got to be, for us, it's like, boom, 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 it's spur of the moment, everything. Mm-hmm. For you, you coming up with the master plan. Listen, all right, I'm going to meet you on March 3rd. At 10 o'clock, you better send me to either the Oasis or or the Galaxy. Yeah, $40. Yeah, that's all I'm getting. You're getting short stays. But meet me there. And make sure you got the White Castles, all right? So
not the White Castle. It's a plan.
You know what I'm saying? All my Brooklyn niggas know that shit right now.
Yeah, I know the vibes.
So it's a plan. But with us, it's like we doing everything at that moment.
I'll be like, so what you want to do?
Yeah, like, you're supposed to have a plan. Right. And we come back.
So what you want to do?
And I poke a face. Yo, as good as we are about a lot of shit, our poker face to our girls is not the same, bro. Like, we could lie real good to our niggas and family and everybody. But
not
when they
to
come
a female.
To our woman, we get stupid.
Not to right? a female.
It's like, you be like, nah, I was over here. And let me tell you, one thing about a woman, they will let you get it. You think you wanting shit. You skating, you in the shower now, you cleaning all this nasty coochie off of you. You like, she believed that shit. She believed that shit.
Ain't believe that shit for a second.
She damn sure didn't. Because 2 weeks later, that story will come back up in a different form. And she be like,
and your ass will not remember. And your facts will be different.
Yup.
And we will catch that ass.
Be like, so, yeah, babe. So, that day you said you went to Harris Teeter's, right? And you got that, I need the receipt because I want to take this back. And now we like,
And it won't even be nothing like that. It'll be like, babe, remember when you went to Harris Teeter and you got them chips? Them chips was really good. Can you go get me some more? And you be like, yeah, babe, sure, I'll get you some. Motherfucker, you said it was Food Lion last time.
Right.
Now you saying it's Harris Teeter. Where you been at? Where you been at, motherfucker?
Babe, you know I don't know these goddamn supermarkets like that.
You're lying.
No, it was.
You are lying.
It had a big thing in the front of the store.
You are lying.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You are lying.
What color is Harris Teeter and what color is Food Lion?
You are lying. You are lying. Yeah, so it be little things like that that get y'all caught up because, you know, the details matter.
Right.
And if you got a bitch that's on you, she gonna be on every single detail. She gonna be like,
first of all,
what's that smell? She gonna,
I think every woman was born in a sorority. Cause y'all hold secrets like a motherfucker.
Hell,
there is
and,
a secret society for everybody.
I promise you, I bet you $100 I could call my best friend right now and be like, friend, remember when I was with you? Didn't we have fun at that spot last night? Okay. She'd be like, yeah, girl,
let's
I had fun
it.
At the spot last
let's
night.
Do it.
I bet y'all
let's
would.
Let's do it. We gonna test
I bet y'all
out.
Would.
Just be like, girl, you remember that? All right. So what I need you to say, because I know you ain't giving her no hint. Tell her, yo, you remember that time we went to the basketball game at the Barclay?
Okay.
That's what I want to hear. And I want to see if she going to go with this. Put that shit on speaker. Put it close up to the speaker, nigga.
What's up, friend? I got you on speakerphone.
Hold on one sec.
Hey, friend, you gave me? Yeah, I got you on speakerphone. Remember that time we went to the Barclays for that basketball game?
I don't remember.
Remember that time we went to the Barclays for that basketball game? You remember that, right? I think it was the Jazz and the Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple of months ago. We had a good night.
I want y'all to know, if y'all see this woman, she's a fucking bold-faced liar. She's a bold-faced fucking liar. I can't believe you lied to this nigga.
Get off.
What kind of What is we doing?
I just know. Listen, my friends is solid.
What is she
We're just doing a science project. Science project. My friends is solid. 1,000%.
Yo.
Always solid.
Yo.
Nigga, we gonna hide the body. We'll never let you know where the body was, okay? Love you. I'll call you after. Bye.
I ain't gonna lie. She almost fucked up, though. Because she said, no, I don't remember. She said, friend, you don't remember when we went to
Listen,
the
sometimes they need a little...
I
got 1,000 more that'll do the same.
I want to try my friends. I think I'm going to be fucked up, though.
Yeah, you will. You be like, nigga, when was that?
Let's try this shit right here. Look, this is good shit right here. Let me see.
Wait, who you going to call?
I got two in mind, but let me see. Let's see. If he answer.
I'm nervous. They're not going to answer.
You're not, but I got another one.
Who is it?
This one's my homeboy, Ray.
Yo.
Hey, yo, bro. Yo, you remember that time we went to the Barclays Center and we watched the Jazz play?
No. What would they play?
Nah, you don't remember when we went and we watched the Jazz play? And when we was over there, I think it was me, you, Taj, I, all of them, we was all together.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's up?
Oh, my nigga passed the test! My nigga passed the test!
You got one.
We recorded.
You got one.
My niggas hold me down.
You got one. What? One of them didn't answer your ass.
Look, he didn't say that your friend did. He said,
oh, yeah,
no,
yeah. I remember
he
that
said,
night.
You know what? I do remember. Yeah, the Jazz.
You all right as a friend. You all right.
Yo,
you all right.
My nigga. Right. I love you, bro. Thank you, bro. I can always count on you, man.
Yo, we out of control.
I'm gonna call you back. See, my people hold right, me
I'm
down.
Proud of the men. I'm proud of the men because it could have been worse.
We did that.
Shout out to all the friends. Listen,
friends.
You need somebody that's going to hold you down and lie for you. I'm just saying. But listen, y'all shit don't be diabolical like ours. We be having mommy lying for us. Me mom be lying for us. Everybody. I'm just saying. Our little cousin Tutu be like, yeah, auntie was with us the whole night.
Yo, you know what? I got another. I want to try one more
time.
Wait.
Nope.
No, because I know. I want to see. you know, when you get into new friendships, you want to see if a nigga will hold you down.
A new friendship.
So, I'm just going to be like, nervous. Hold on a second. We're going to try another one. Watch this. Let's see.
I'm nervous.
Hey, yo, I got a question. Yo, you remember when we went to watch the Charlotte Hornets play the Pistons?
What?
When we watched the Charlotte Hornets play the Pistons.
Do I remember? Yeah.
Nah.
I couldn't hear you.
Nope.
That nigga sorry. With me.
Nah. It took him too long to get it. He like.
We trying to see. Who niggas is
you trying to give him?
Down.
You trying to give him eyes and shit. You like, come on, nigga. You like, come on, nigga. Come on. You going like this?
Listen, you
gave him too many clues.
And my man's defense, he bought cheap headphones, so he can't.
You
really
gave him too many clues.
He can't really hear.
Why you got in front of his headphones?
Yo,
nah, you gave him too many clues.
Bro.
You gave him too many clues.
I'm 2 for 2 right there.
You gave him
that.
Too many clues.
My nigga came through. Shout out to Raw. Shout out to my bro Ray. We out here in these streets. I'm about to go do some shit just because.
It took both. I wish you would. I tell on you myself. I follow you in the car. Listen. Have you? So let me ask you this.
I wonder if I call Chuck if he hold me.
I wish you would. I'll punch you in your dead in your face. I want to ask you, and I want to ask the Freak Nation too. Drop it in the comments. Have you ever caught your people's significant other out cheating?
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen them out cheating? Tell me a story.
So never forget. I hope he don't. I hope he don't. I know he don't care now. But, and I'm not going to say his name, but he'll know when he hear the story.
Oh, shit.
So, back in the days, I used to work for the Uptown Comedy Club with Crazy Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I got the name Brooklyn, and all the Harlem niggas was down with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my man was dating this girl. He was like, that was his girl. Like, he bragged
about
her.
They went together heavy.
Listen, it was to the point we, as friends, didn't see this nigga because he was cuffed.
He was with old girl.
So, she was bragging to him about going to a comedy club in Harlem. And she bragging, so he listening, but he putting it together. He like, yo, I think that's the club my man work at, right? So he wait. So she on her way, he called me. He said, yo, what's that club you work at, Southside Comedy Club? He said, yo, I think my girl coming there tonight. So I said, word? Oh, you coming? So I'm thinking he's saying that because he coming with her.
Right.
He's like, nah, she said she going up there with her homegirls. So I said, bet, say no more. Got my little OmniPoint cell phone. I said, I will holler when I see her. Let me know what she looked like and what she got on. He told me what she had on. He told me what she looked like. I ain't put it together just yet. Right, but in the club, I was nasty. So girls was around me. I see Shorty. I don't see her because like I know her. That's her. But there's a girl wilding in the club. Like she in it. Like every nigga's on her. Bang, bang, bang. And I'm watching. She getting picked up and all the type of shit. She doing shit she ain't got no business doing.
She not acting taken in this. She acting single in the club.
She acting single in the club. So I'm like, yo, what you said she look like again? Now it's hitting me. And I'm like, my nigga out here looking like he crazy with this broad. She out here, titties popping out, bump.
Wow.
Everything going crazy. So he tells me what she look like, who she is, whatever. So I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God. So I kind of, you know, oh man. Does she got this? Now I'm describing, you know, ain't no picture phone back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, so she got these? She got this boot. Do she got this, like, an earring, like, such and such? So I'm describing. He like, yeah, bro, that's her. I said, maybe it's not her, bro. He's like, bro, you just said everything she got on. It's her. I'm like, bro.
You solo, you snitch on old girl?
Hell fucking yeah. That was my friend.
Damn.
What the fuck? But, you know, sad to say, I caught her. And
damn, you should have just snatched up. Like, bitch, go home.
Nah, fuck that. You ain't good for my man if you doing all that shit. Fuck that.
Wow.
I would do my friend an injustice if I lied and held that from him.
That's valid.
Fuck that.
That's valid.
Nah, you ain't gonna, because next time he invite us and we see her and I see her, all I'm gonna see is titties and ass going, this bitch was in the club going ham.
I seen more of her than I wanted
right.
to.
Right, nigga, when you hit it, do you hit that little dimple she got in the
oh
back?
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
Do you kiss that little birthmark on her
oh
left titty?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Listen, I'm just saying that it was out there like that. She was listen. Out there. So
mm-mm, that's crazy. I yeah. definitely, somebody we both know.
I know?
Somebody we both know. I will tell you off the air. I can't blow them up, but what happened was I didn't catch them out with nobody, but somebody that I was friends with on, I think, like
y'all
Facebook.
See my
or
eyes,
somebody that I was friends
it.
With on Facebook or Instagram, they was taking pictures. You know, they was out taking pictures. So they taking.
Is this a man or a female?
Listen, I'll let you know after.
You got to tell me that.
I told you, the girl is
a
female.
It's a girl,
so
it's a girl. Okay.
Whatever. So she's taking pictures. She's taking pictures out, taking pictures. So she took a picture next to this car. I'm like, yo, this car look familiar. Then she took a picture inside the car. And I'm like, yo, this look familiar. Then she was taking some other pictures. Like,
I think I know who you're talking about.
She was taking some other pictures. I think it was like a hand or like a leg in the picture. And because I know the person well, I start piecing stuff together. So I was like, so you know, women are, you know, investigative journalists. So, you know, I'm scrolling, I'm swiping. I'm like, no, please, no. I'm serious because you're going to give it away.
I'm not.
And
I just
don't.
Got a question.
I was scrolling and swiping and bigging up. I was like, ooh. And I knew this person had somebody else. I was close with the person's significant other. So when I started looking, I was like, ooh. And it was. So And I told.
I want to ask. Oh, man.
No, you can't.
Questions.
You can't ask no questions
no
about
questions.
That. Nah, you can't.
No questions.
You can't ask no questions. Not on the air.
No
not on the air. Not on duty. Not on duty.
Can I just ask if she got a big chest?
Not on duty. No, it wasn't that. Nope. No. But so, yeah, not on duty.
Mm.
Not on duty.
I think I know who it is. Can I ask you this, though?
No,
seriously. This is not a giveaway, though. Did the person she was messing with also work with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. It's no doubt that you know.
Wait, I got another story.
What
now
happened?
That you say that. So
the people we was working with living for, they be living
foul.
A lot of them living foul.
So
oh my goodness.
I'm
the say. Stories I could tell. Goodness.
So here's a story. So
uh-oh.
I got a homegirl.
Don't get us shut down.
I'm not. I got a homegirl. My homegirl is thorough, but she tell you like it is. She let you know. She do her whatever, XYZ. Yo, she about the bag, right? So she tells me that, you know, she dealing with old boy, right? And she go to the crib. But old boy cousin is there at the crib, and he got a girl over.
Oh.
Come to find out, the other girl was somebody we know. So she hit me up and was like, yo, ain't this such and such? And I said, yeah, where you see her at? She said, yo, she acting like me and her cool now because we ain't never talked before.
Oh.
But now, after I seen
her
there,
you know something
so
about her.
They messing with cousins, rather. So the girl's boy and the other girl's boy's cousin.
Cousins.
So they sitting there. So she asking questions. She's like, yo. He when he saw her messing with her, he's like, they been messing. But mind you, her dude that we know, they've been together almost 2 years at the time.
Oh.
So we like, damn.
Living foul.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, niggas
fucked
up.
lot of stories. Yes, a lot of stories.
Shout out to all my hoes out there. Shout out to the Freak Nation. Y'all niggas is on it. Because I know the comments is crazy.
Bumping. Because y'all nasty.
All right. I have a question before we get up out of here.
Okay.
Right. My question is it all right to hang out with your ex? Just a question. Like, you know, don't be so silent. Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to need you to answer first. Because I...
See, me, I ain't going to lie. I would say no. Right? But this is weird. You know why it's weird for me to answer? Because you know me. Right? And I'm always cool. If we don't, like, break up on some messed up shit, I still talk to people because you know that's how I am. Would I want my wife to be hanging out with an ex? Absolutely
not. I'm not the double standard.
Yeah, I'm not built like that. I'm not built like that. But, and y'all can judge me, but my thing is, I really won't hang out with my ex knowing that I know she's my ex and my wife might know she's my ex. Mm. I won't hang out with them. Because I feel like I never want my wife to feel some type of way.
Right.
And I never want another bitch to think she got one up on my wife.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Because no matter what, y'all could be cool until y'all ain't cool no more.
That's right.
And then once you ain't cool,
you start bringing up stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you already know, because I done lived with a bitch before, and I was like, I did it. When did I do that?
Here we go.
You know, because I don't live with a bitch. And I was like, I just broke up with my wife. I was married previous. But I was like, damn, I didn't know I lived with her.
You
and
sure
I lived
do.
With her for months. And
sure did.
I was staying at her crib.
Was.
And I just was, I was everything.
It was.
And you know what? You was down with that shit.
No, I was not. No, I wasn't. No, part of me thought you did this shit.
I was like, yo, I was. Look,
part of me thought you did that shit. But part of me knew that the other individual had lost their marbles a little bit. So I knew that somewhere in there was the truth, but it just wasn't at the surface. I know deep down in there was some truth to it. But I knew the whole thing wasn't the truth because I know the individual
I was on my R. Kelly shit.
Had a couple knives out the drawer. You know?
Look, I was on my surviving R. Kelly shit. I was like, I'm fighting for my fucking life.
Down low.
No, I was fighting for my life.
Is this camera on me?
I was fighting for my life.
Stupid. Is this camera on me?
Listen, no lie, y'all. I was sitting in there. I ain't never seen so many people. Yo, people that I was so cool with, I never seen so many people turn on me. They was like, yo, you really did that shit? I was like, yo, I didn't do it. Yo, I swear, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids. Yo, I was sitting there going, yo, I didn't do it.
I didn't do that. Yo, he was really giving our
kids. It was like piece by piece. And I had to keep going like, yo, I don't understand how a whole, like, when I tell you.
I never turned on you. I'm very proud to say that. I never turned on you. I still talk to you when nobody else is talking to your ass.
A couple people didn't turn on me. A couple people looked at me side-eye, but then had to think about it. Was like, nah. Because as the story kept going, it kept embellishing a lot. And then it kept going and going. And I was like, okay. And I had to really pull out receipts like, yo, if I was living with her, how was I here with my wife? You understand? If I was living with her at this point, you know, I'm transparent. I slept on my mother's couch when I was going through my rough time. I slept on my mother's couch. So I wasn't happy to say that, but I had to pull that receipt out. Like,
had to. Like, if it's not going to be a not guilty.
Nigga, I was like, she was like, yeah, he slept with me. He lived with me and he told me we was going to be. And yo, I used to have, like, shout out to my sister, right? My sister and me. I used to say to her, yo, listen, this is going crazy. I had to get her one day. I said, yo, can you go over there and please tell her? She said, yo, baby. And she went just like this, baby, he don't want you. He don't want to be in a relationship, and you can't force it. And she told her nicely. She said, "You deserve better. If better is what you want, then go get it. But he's not it. He don't want it." She was like, "Yeah, but he know my kids. Listen, don't make it like
I didn't ask to know your kids,
right? And don't make it like I was sitting there taking these niggas to the park because I wasn't. Like she made it like I was in her family." And I was like, no.
In her head, you were.
Yo, I was fighting this shit out, fighting for real. I was scrapping for my life. I was like, yo, I'm talking about court came into play at one point. I had to drag a motherfucker out the car at one point. I'm like, oh my God, all of this. And even with all of that, at some point, I still tried to be cool.
The moral of the story is,
man,
don't be a hoe.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth
it. I was telling my not kids, don't be a hoe today. Don't be, you gave them the don't be no hoe talk.
I tell my kids everything.
Yeah, you gotta we tell them, be don't real. Be no hoe.
They in high school. Don't be a hoe.
Yeah, don't be no hoe.
Don't do it.
Don't be no hoe.
Be you. Yeah. Okay.
Just be single. Just you know.
I gotta tell my daughter now, no I'm like this. Here. Listen, at this point in your life, niggas gonna come in here, they gonna act like they got cars. Listen, you got a car, you been driving. You ain't never drive the bus. Mm-hmm. You ain't never want for nothing.
Period.
So they can't ask you if you want money. You get money. You right. got cars.
That
don't
part.
Be impressed. Nigga come up. Oh, well, you you got I got a Benz. Listen, her grandmother got one. Her Period. Grandmother been pushing those shits. So we ain't Benz. Even being impressed with all that shit.
Period.
So ha. So you ready for your birthday weekend?
Hell yeah. Man. About to leave here. And turn up. About to leave here. And turn up. Turn up. Sorry.
Our outside correspondent is now waiting for you. I am going to release her at this time.
Release me.
We're going to let her go. So we want to say on behalf of us, the Freak Nation, and everybody, if y'all want, drop a comment for her happy birthday right below, because we going in. It's her birthday. Yes! And you know what we gonna do one time? We gotta do it one time. We're doing this.
One time for the birthday chill. Two times for the birthday chill. Three times for the birthday chill. Go ahead and beat your birthday chill. Pick up and beat your birthday.
Alright, so it's your birthday. Turn up, be safe, have fun. Yo.
Thank you.
You know, make me a goddaddy, a uncle. No, I'm going to be an uncle. I don't want to be nobody's goddaddy. Make me an uncle.
Yeah, you probably got too many godkids at this point. Like, you too goddamn old to be somebody godfather.
All of that, and I still don't drive a Chrysler 300. Sorry,
but you
Rob.
Will soon.
Sorry, Rob. I'm sorry. You might want to give that shit up. I'm telling you now.
Me in the hood know. Calling you OG. Hey, what up, OG? When you go back to the hood and they call you OG, you know it's over, right?
First of all, that shit look like you got a car phone in it. Like, that shit like you got a... that shit look like they be like this. Yo. What up?
Yeah, I'm in the car. Oh, my God. Yo,
playing Sexual Healing with a remix to it. I want sexual healing. Sexual. I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but that was all on beat. But we're going to get up out of here, man. We want to thank you guys. Again, we wish you the happiest of birthdays.
Thank you.
Don't forget, make sure you always tune in each. Oh, matter of fact, I'm so glad. Starting next week.
Yeah.
Next week, we will be on a little earlier. We will be on 3 o'clock.
Pull up on us.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1 key, 2 key, 3 key, 4 key.
You're an asshole. So wrong with you. But yeah, we'll be here at 3 p.m. Pull up on us wherever you at. Tell your mama, tell your cousin. Tell your one leg granny.
Pull up on me.
Tell your close.
Tell everybody to
pull up on me. Pull up on me.
We gonna be talking crazy just like we do every single week, just at a new time.
And you already know we love y'all, Freak Nation. Thank y'all for always holding us down.
Yes, we love y'all.
Our outside correspondent Chuck out there holding it down, doing it with the peoples, getting us the followers, the listeners. Do your thing,
period.
Bro. We love you. Yo, we up out of here. Once again, oh, we got another video. So we're going to end it off. We're going to start ending it off with a video. So, you know, we got one in the beginning, one at the end. So this one is by my man, King Knuckles. Shout out to you, Mount Vernon's own. Yeah. So we're going to get up out of here. We see y'all next time. We love y'all. Peace.
Come on and ride with me, baby. Come and get high with me, baby. Take a ride with me, baby. Come on and vibe, come on and vibe. Come on and vibe with me, baby. Come and get high with me, baby. Take a ride with me, baby. Come on and vibe, come on and vibe. Come on and vibe.
Feeling kind of weird.
The way she walking and talking, baby, I know it's real. Give me a chance, that one shot, I close the deal. These lame niggas keep walking by, tell them to chill. Cause you dealing with real facts, a real deal. Look, I ain't spitting no game, ma, that's how I feel. These lame niggas is back catching and playing field. Hoping I miss, pop fly, or ground ball. This last call ain't for no weed or alcohol. Look, not at all, baby, I'm just playing my part. So keep an open mind, I ain't here for your heart. I'm just here for the night, so it's cracking tonight. And if I see you again, I might tell you that I wanna be
crazy. Hey, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's pop.
The craziest podcast around. Let's talk crazy.